More than half of Georgia's public school children are eligible for free or reduced-cost lunches. But once summer rolls around, fewer than 15% of those have access to those meals. WABE's Kate Sweeney visited with one nonprofit that's seeking to fill that gap.
Hello, hello.
About 20 kids line up under a shady tree this sweltering summer day to get bagged lunches from volunteers from Southeast Gwinnett Cooperative Ministry. 9-year-old Jaden Towns shows me his lunch.
Well, I got Cheetos, fruit snack sandwich, fruit, another fruit snack, a chocolate chunk, and a drink.
And then he tells me his strategy.
I save the fruit snacks and any of the stuff that I don't want now, and I'll eat them later.
The ability to serve themselves and save some food for later, that's part of the design of these bagged meals, since a lot of children depend on schools for free breakfast and lunch and need to make these meals stretch. Besides, as many parents tell me here today, kids in the summertime, they eat all day long. Volunteer Angela Sackett shuts her car door to drive on to the next stop on today's delivery route. This is her second year handing out meals for the co-op. And like a lot of these volunteers, she's a school teacher, first grade. And she was surprised when she first noticed something in her classroom.
It's definitely been eye-opening. I know that I had some students in particular this year that if they would get to school even too late to have breakfast, I would see that they were hungry. And a kid can't really learn very well if they're hungry.
Sackett grew up middle class, just a couple miles from here, never knowing poverty was an issue in Gwinnett.
And it's more prevalent here than you think.
She chats about this with her fellow volunteer, retired principal Diane Eberhart.
What school did you work at?
Brookwood Elementary. The community where I taught at was a relatively affluent, high middle class community, which is odd because it's across 78 from the exact neighborhood where we deliver these lunches.
Which shows you just like the differences in communities and how sometimes it can just kind of hide.
Right.
There is a country club less than 4 miles from today's busiest food stop. The median income in Gwinnett County hovers around $60,000, according to census figures. But 20% of children live below the poverty line. And many Georgia counties have a much higher poverty rate. It's a state problem that's growing, according to Dana Kraft. She directs the Georgia Food Bank Association and says that 1 in 4 Georgia children lack reliable access to food.
Even as the recession has gone in the rearview mirror and it looks like the economy's coming back, the jobs have not come back. And the Food Bank Network knows that more than half the people who are coming to them for food assistance have someone in the household working. A lot of families are not getting enough hours or their wages aren't high enough for them to be able to make ends meet.
That's a familiar story to this mother who asked that we not use her name.
It does get embarrassing when you have to ask for help.
She's off to run errands with her 5 children in her van and has stopped here to grab their lunches today.
But see, if you can see, all the kids are already munching away on all her sandwiches.
Hi, y'all.
And stuff.
She says her husband works 40 hours a week.
And when he gets off work, he's even out cutting grass.
But it's just not enough. And these days, she finds herself caring for her elderly parents, too.
And it's easy for people to look down on people saying, well, you know, just get another job, and it's not that simple.
Meanwhile, she's thankful programs like this one exist to fill the gaps. This summer, Southeast Gwinnett Cooperative Ministry expects to provide 15,000 summer lunches to children living in its 5-mile radius. Around the state, similar federally funded programs expect to provide nearly $10 million. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.